Good evening, everyone. Welcome to ICANN Attitude Lesson 4. And some of the elevator speeches. By now, most of you have either emailed them to me, you text them to me, which, although I appreciate, that was not my instructions, and I'm going to explain why. Right now, I need everybody's email address. I really do, because as you hear these elevator speeches, what's going to happen is simply this. You're going to go, oh, that's really good. I'd like to do a three-way with Larry. Oh, wow, I never knew Auntie Ann had a story like that. I just talked to a gal yesterday. I could leverage that. I am unable to send everybody's phone numbers unless I have everybody's email addresses. So, that being the case, even if you've already texted it to me, can you please email it to me? And I'm looking now down at the flood of elevator speeches that came in today. I'm guessing that everybody went to the same school of procrastination that I went through, and it's like, okay, yeah, that's right, Vance asked for these. I'll do it before the call. So thank you to everybody that did it. I read a bunch of them, and as Marty said, they're really, really good. The whole concept of telling a story, making a point, is absolutely conveyed in so many of these. So what I'd like to do tonight, I asked a couple of you, you know who you are, to share yours. And again, the parameter, the narrative here, or the guidelines, are tell a story, make a point. And if you can do that successfully, in the amount of time that it takes to, you know, successfully ride an elevator. So 30 to 60 seconds. The past elevator speeches, I think the record, and I will time you, and this is not to get a grade, just so you have an idea of how long it is. Our record was somebody did it several sessions ago in 8 seconds. And those of us who got to hear it were like, wow, sign me up. But it's okay if it goes a minute, as long as, and this is what Karen and I discussed today, as long as there's a hook, and as long as there's something that grabs you and that draws you to want more information. Okay? So, anyways, why don't we start there? And I want to say thank you again to Auntie Ann for facilitating the call last week. What I got to hear, and I apologize that I did not take the time to listen to the recording, but the feedback from you as a group tells me exactly what I knew would happen, and that was it was awesome. So get used to that, because every other week you get to have somebody facilitating besides me. And then you get lessons, what is it? Well, 5, 6, and 7 for the next 3 weeks. It's less of me and more of the group. So do we have, and this is the way this is going to work tonight, we're going to discuss lesson 4 in one or two words or a short sentence, as we've been doing, what you glean from it. And then those of you who want to jump in and share your elevator speech, absolutely. But I've asked Gary, and I've asked Larry, and I'm sorry, there's a couple ladies that I asked, and I can't remember who you are. So let's start with Gary and Larry, if we can. Either one of you.
Okay, I'm on, Vance.
Go for it, Larry.
Yeah, just I had to pull off the highway here. I'm still on my way back from Seattle, so I just parked this sucker because I don't want to be trying to do this on the run. But
let me add before you say that. For those of you who have never driven the I-5 corridor from Seattle to Portland, it's equivalent to or worse than driving in Los Angeles, New York City, and Paris, France all combined. Okay.
I will agree with that.
So go ahead.
Well, okay, going ahead here. I started out with, it's still a little lengthier than I want. It tells a story, makes a point. And early in our marriage, my wife stated she wanted to live to be 103 years old. And I kind of jokingly said, well, we better, if that's going to happen for both of us, we need to eat healthy and take quality supplements. 35 years later, as we began losing many family and friends to cancer and chronic illnesses, our search led us to high pH filtered water is a good insurance policy, and I spent way too much on it. But for preventing that in ourselves, and we have used it for 20 years and then converted to the Climag about 3 years ago. 5 years ago, I broke both ankles and my back in a paragliding accident, and after surgery, I began having a serious problem due to painkillers. Applying our core beliefs and using energy medicine, we now live normal, active lives. Your body really can heal itself with the right exposure to energy medicine. So now we show others how to use those principles without risky prescriptions. Would you be open to considering that for yourself?
Minute and eight. I like the fact a couple of reasons. I'm not going to analyze and critique everybody, but Larry, you admitted that it was too long. But I really don't know if you can pare that down, because there were several hooks in there that drew me in. And I'm hoping, Larry, that you had the opportunity, like with Karen and I did today, you should, with your business buddy, work through this. Talk about the good points. You don't have to be completely critical and say, oh, that was terrible, or I didn't like that, or maybe you could. But please offer constructive criticism, because the more you practice on each other, the more you can feel comfortable about it. Because as Marty said, the only people that get tired of hearing your story usually is us.
Yeah, I agree. And yeah. I wouldn't have thrown in the deal that I had a PIMAG system. So I did that for the rest of you people out there to know that I made the conversion. But normally I wouldn't have used that. But that would only have dropped off about 4 seconds. So I need to pare it down a little bit more. Yeah.
But again, Larry, the hook, and this is what Karen and I discussed today, the hook for me was when, you know, a few years ago when a lot of our family members started dying or dropping like flies, is how I would say it, it really causes you to pay a little closer attention to what was going on. And the other one is that I really enjoyed was our bodies really are designed to heal themselves. And the way you said that and the tone really drew me in.
Okay.
Larry,
this is Gary with a comment.
Go ahead.
So I like your part about, family members were dropping like flies. But I think when you talk about the other pH unit that you had, and even though it costs a lot and all that, I'm not sure you need to mention that because...
Oh, no, I agree, Gary. That's what I said. I would not have done that with a somebody that wasn't Nikan. I did that kind of for your benefit tonight. Yeah, I did. That's not even in my... It's not even typed in here.
Okay.
What was that?
I said... When you do mention the other, it would make me want to ask questions about what was that other machine.
Oh, yeah, I know. And that's for another time. It's not for an elevator speech. Yeah.
Gary, you want to jump in and share yours? Go for it.
Okay. Hi, Dave. You may remember me from Trader Joe's. I'm launching my Encore career. Now I'm a rep with a Japanese wellness company. I was suffering from a nagging neck problem caused by a car accident. After years of discomfort and a host of medical approaches, I got relief with a magnetic necklace and a magnetic pillow. Now, as a rep with this Japanese company, I provide wellness solutions for the whole family using the concept of five pillars of health. We strive to create health in five areas: healthy mind, healthy body, healthy family, healthy society, healthy finances. After all, it's all about balance in one's life. and it all starts in the home. So, for example, instead of families spending big bucks on bottled water, I set up in-home water filtration. Same thing with air purification, restful sleep, healthy nutrition. You know, it's like creating a greenhouse for humans. So let's catch up. How about coffee Tuesday or Thursday at Starbucks?
A minute and 15, and for the record, there's a couple things that I really liked about that guy. I love the concept, an encore career. Those two words together, I really, really like. And I also like the fact that you mentioned a Japanese company twice. That hooked me. Other people are going to have different hot buttons.
And credit to Auntie Ann for the encore career suggestion.
Okay. I want to read Jeannie Zeden's, unless you're able to read, do your own. Okay. I know she's listening, but she texted me earlier today and said I'm probably not going to be in an area where it's too noisy. And I'm going to time this as well. 15 years ago, I was a mess. The repetitive motions from demonstrating kitchen gadgets for many years had caught up with me, and I was living on ibuprofen to relieve the excruciating discomfort I was experiencing just so I could make it through the long work days. And I know too well what the consequences of that would be. This was my financial livelihood at stake. I was open for a solution, and a customer introduced me to a technology from Japan that helped so quickly that I just had to have it. She also introduced me to an international wellness community that shares a concept called the Five Pillars of Health. Now I feel better than ever, and I'm 15 years older. Imagine that. 44 seconds. What was the hook for someone? Anyone? This is where you go ahead.
She had pain, and the pain got taken away.
Okay. So you related to that because what?
Well, I got involved with Japan because I had pain, and I had pain taken away.
I'm not trying to be, you know, silly with it, but Sandy brings up a really good point. Most people, I don't know what the percentages are today, but 4 years ago, in November of 2015, 91% of people were getting into Nikan because of that very thing. So, tell a story, make a point, and that's exactly what she did. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, the thing that caught me on it was right there at the end. The only thing I would have added was add a question if you'd be open to that. But the thing that I liked was she said that, and by using all of these things which she's already told you about, I'm 15 years older and feel better than I did when I started. I thought, you know, that's a good hook, you know, because here you're talking to a 77-year-old. I think there's, I don't know if I feel better than I did 15 years ago, but I don't feel a whole lot worse, so I guess that's a good thing, too.
Yeah, and the thing is, with all these, and again, I'm hoping over the, maybe not all tonight, maybe not all next week, but over the next 2 to 3 weeks, that each one of us will have the opportunity to share our elevator speech. So, Sandy, and again, as I call on you, if your name's not Sandy, Martin, if you could make sure you're muted so it eliminates all the background noise. But, Sandy, would you be willing to share yours?
Okay. It's easier to give birth. I just labor and labor over this. It still doesn't seem right, but anyway, I see it.
Go ahead.
That jazz size and have like 2 minutes to talk to them, so this is kind of doomed. this particular elevator speech is kind of aimed to the people I would like to approach there. So, since I have seen you at Jazzercise for a long time, assume you are pretty interested in your self-care. What else do you do to attain good health? For over 20 years, I not only have been involved in jazz and healthy eating, but have majorly benefited from natural alternatives with the largest wellness company on earth. They help our hurts and put a big perk to life through energy medicine. I really enjoy sharing information about these benefits. Does this sound like something you'd like to hear about? The end.
So 36 seconds.
All right.
I love the question at the end. I just, because that leaves it open-ended. But I know there's a way, and again, this is going back to hearing Luis Kasuga on Saturday morning. I know there's a way to spin that, and I learned this from Larry, make it so that, how did you say that, Larry? My goal is to get three yeses, or three nods, or three ahas, or three tugs. And if we can get three, and again, this is where we craft it. We work on it. This is so important with the business buddies. See, I would leverage, and I just had this happen, and I will be leveraging her. I just registered, or she was supposed to get registered today, a licensed massage therapist. And I would leverage someone like Sandy, because she is dealing with some limiting things because of that occupation. But I know she loves to hike. Now, Sandy has 20-plus years on her. So when I say I would leverage Sandy, I would tell Sandy's story. But even better is to get Sandy on the phone and say, hey, Sandy, you're more physically active than my friend Jen is. How are you incorporating these lives? Can you? And if I can't do that on a three-way, I'm just going to stick Sandy onto Jennifer. And this is why I need everybody's email address again. I don't know how else to ask them. You have to email it to me. And that's why I texted you my email address, so there's no excuse why everybody doesn't have it. I know Renee's not on the phone, but I wanted to have one. Where was the other one that I really, really... Auntie Ann, are you on the line? Because yours is... This is hardcore, and I can read it, but I'd rather have you read it.
I'm on the line.
Go for it.
Hello. Okay, well, you know, I lost both my sisters to one to cancer and one to diabetes, and conventional medicine couldn't cure them, but my mission after that was to follow a healthier lifestyle through prevention with a wake-up call. And then my niece introduced me to technologies that helped her recover from when she broke her neck, technologies that replicated nature. And I'm really interested in that. I embraced the philosophy of balance in 5 years of my life that the company's philosophy was, and I created a wellness home. So now my health care is really self-care for my encore career. And I feel more purposeful and healthier at 69 than I did at 49. I think it's sad, don't you, that most people are afraid of aging. Would you agree?
55 seconds. And again, I feel like I'm cheating, Anne, because I'm reading it, and I can see what you put, but you had me at the very, very beginning.
It was hard to write that for both persons.
Well... I have two siblings, and I cannot imagine losing both of them. I'm 51, they are 53 and 49, respectfully. But yours ties in a lot with the way, you know, Larry presented his and his relatives dropping like flies. And so there is that moral obligation to. And the other part that I found interesting too is that replicating nature and feeling more purposeful. So anyhow, that I knew that we would really get into this right from the get-go. And so please, 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 I'm begging you. I need you to email yours to me. And I'll stop saying that when I've received them all. Everybody on the line should have received a text from me, should have received my email address. So there's no excuse. I don't have everybody's email address. And if you want to make sure, because you're hearing voices, and then I am going to, when I receive everybody's email addresses, type it all up, email it out to everybody so everybody has phone numbers and an email. And then that way we have a database and you can leverage each other's stories. I don't anticipate everybody doing, you know, mega amounts of three ways. But it's no different than what I shared with my friend Jennifer last night. She said, Vance, I've got this friend and she was just diagnosed with lymphoma and then some other issue. And I said, well, those are, if I remember correctly, those are both friends of cancer. When your friend is ready, I would like to introduce her to my friend Barb Bertucci, and I've got a YouTube video that I can share that doesn't talk about cancer, but then I will follow it up and give you Barb's phone number, and Barb would be happy to talk with your friend. Cut you and I right out of the loop. And that's how we leverage people's stories, and it starts with an elevator speech. So, 1 to 2 words. I'm switching gears really quick here to be sensitive of time. 1 to 2 words, lesson 4. And I will apologize, as I did to Karen today. I know lesson 4 is hard to understand because of the cell phone that Marty was on, or that all three of the presenters were on a cell phone when this was recorded. I wish I could re-record it, and I may in the future, but that would kind of defeat the purpose of Marty, Michael, and William. But what did you glean from this? How did it impact your life? And there was one that, actually there were several that were texted to me. And let me defer right back to Jeannie Zeden when she simply said, when I share Nikan with people, it gives them an opportunity to experience what I have experienced. Treat others as you would like to be treated and assume nothing. That was what Jeannie had to share. And then, where was the other one? Right here. From Norma. Assumptions can be destructive. That's it. And the reason why I want to share both of these is that I finished a phone call before I went out and shot some hoops with Addie, just to kind of clear my head. Is I got a phone call from a gentleman today who, for a year and a half, he assumed I said something about he, his wife, and his family. And I must have apologized at least 20 times to him and simply said, I'm sorry, because I never said any of those things that you're assuming I said. So I would echo both what Norma and Jeannie said. Assumptions can be extremely destructive. And here I couldn't figure out why this guy wouldn't acknowledge my existence. I thought, oh, well. I just don't care. Life is too short. And if he wants to harbor something against me, and I said, well, that's your choice. But, and he'll eventually move out of our community, and it's okay. Because I knew that when he and his wife moved into the community, I knew they were not going to be here for the long haul. And they are a completely different mindset. And that's, unfortunately, that's their choice. But lesson 4. This is Ron. Go ahead, Ron. My job is to share information about another option on one of the five pillars. And the prospect can take my option now, in the future, or never. That's it. That's the short sentences that we're looking for. Ron, and by the way, hang on just a second, Karen. Ron, you're partnered up with Sandy, correct? Sandy's your business buddy?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm not going to ask you if that's working out or if you'd want to exchange her, you know, toss her under the bus and get a new one. I'm not going to ask you that. But have you had the opportunity to, you know, as the Bible says, iron sharpens iron. Did you guys get the opportunity to work on or help each other to share each other's elevator speeches?
Well, we talk to each other any number of times and texted a whole bunch of times.
Okay.
But no, we didn't do it with the elevator speech.
Okay. So there, I just wanted to make sure. Okay. So just throwing that out there.
I actually texted her before our call and said, we need to do this. we'll do this, you know, later on.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay. Sorry, Karen, to cut you off. Go ahead.
Not a problem. Okay. I provide information without judging others and without judging myself.
Hmm. Okay. Nice.
Mr. Vance.
Yes, Andy. What'd you learn from lesson four?
Well, hang on. This sounds a little funny. Intimacy is a lost art. But what he talked about, you know, is that we go to the store typically these days and nobody wants to help you. So in other words, create a personal relationship with your customers and give them ultimate personal customer attention with only their needs in mind.
Excellent.
Dan.
Dan? Yes,
it's
go
Dan.
Ahead. Go ahead, Suzanne.
I'm just amazed at how much is in this lesson. Everyone thinks we're great already, and I agree with all of them. Pressure and time, talking about diamonds and carbon and soot. Pressure and time, non-pressure route will only create
you're breaking up, Suzanne.
Yeah, no, Suzanne, you're not breaking up, you broke up. We completely lost you. Go ahead.
Okay.
Pressure
and time. Talking about carbon and soot and diamonds. And then only the non-pressure route will create soot.
I wrote it this way, and I don't have my notes from church, but I think I can loosely paraphrase this the way I shared it with Rita this morning, is that when we're going the right direction and we're following the plan that we know is right, we're going to experience pressure. We're going to experience, and I said it a little bit stronger, we're going to experience Satan and his minions, okay? And if you're not experiencing any pressure, then you might want to reevaluate and see if you're going the right direction. There's going to be opposition, because that makes us better people in the end. So thank you.
I love the
analogy, and thank you, Suzanne, because I taught that for years to sixth graders when I taught soil. So, yes, go ahead. Good evening.
This is Latrice.
So I wanted to say what I got from the lesson was they need your information to make the best decision for themselves. So our delivery to them is the information that they receive.
Okay.
I'd like to... Yeah, Vance, this is Larry. Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I'd like to back up what the lady just said. What was her name? I'm sorry, I missed it.
Lucretia.
Lucretia. Yeah, I practiced that twice last night on the phone and also with an email. And I still don't know where that's leading, but I think one of them is probably a negative, but they still thanked me tremendously for calling because I had just found out that their 48-year-old daughter had cancer, and I just wanted to show some concern. And so I gave them some information, and then the other one that was more interesting, really, and has some potential, was my... my daughter-in-law's father, we met at a birthday party for our mutual grandchild, and he's been very standoffish about the fact that he and his wife both, about the fact that we are Nican folks. We never showed it to him. We've never practiced on him or anything, but he said he was having to take statins and he really didn't want to take them. And I said, do you really mean that? And he said that he did, and I said, well, I've got some information I'm going to send you. So I sent the video from Annie Ng to him last night, and we'll see where that goes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, one or two more, because we've gone halfway past the bottom of the hour.
Vance, Rita. Never
go
judge
ahead,
or just share the information and also provide personal attention, and that's the key.
Excellent. Thank you, Rita.
Hey, ma'am.
Yes, Andy.
If I could, I just make this real quick. In my life, I've always searched for the gem, you might say, wisdom. And this not only has gems in it, but it is a completely full treasure chest of gems. And I think, if anything, you know, we should, lesson four should be referred to over and over again. The more you listen to it, there's so much there. It is just fantastic.
I love your enthusiasm for these, Andy. It's because, and it reminds me of the very first time I went through this program 3 years ago and was completely overwhelmed. And I think it's in lesson five, I don't remember. And I should warn everybody who's never gone through the whole program, you're going to hear a very obnoxious and zealous Vance Rogers from 3 years ago, because it's on the recording, and I'll apologize in advance for it, no pun intended. I still feel the same way today. And I had coffee with a dear friend of mine today who I've known. My wife and I have been overseas with him, and he's a pastor. And I had so much fun talking to him about ICANN. And I just so appreciate what you guys are putting into this and how we're all going in the same direction. So, on that note again, we're going to wrap it up by requesting one more appeal. If you have not emailed me, if you've texted, great, but I need you to email me your elevator speech.
And Vance, it went out 5 minutes ago.
What's that?
It went out 5 minutes ago.
Thank you. This is Hattie Jane, correct?
It is. And hello, I just have to share my story. I was shown a product line from Japan over 20 years ago. Till this day, my restored hope to be able to continue working independent and work with health has not been disappointed. You want to know more?
See, you didn't even give me a chance to time it, but I'm going to guess it was about 25, 27 seconds. So thank you, Hattie Jane. The punch on the end, yes, absolutely, irrevocably, yes, I would want to know more. So, again, please, if you haven't had a chance to work through this and practice with your business buddy, You're going to get the feedback that you need. I would even encourage you to take it a step further this week and call people that you may feel awkward to about. Ask them if you can practice on them. It's a really fun way. It's a really, really fun way. And I love the interaction that I had with my business buddy, Karen, today, because we both got to share what hooked or what was the punch or... And as Gary didn't critique, but he offered a suggestion to Larry tonight. Hey, yeah, take off. I don't want to know about some other product because that's just going to make me curious. What on earth did you spend a lot of money on? You know, that kind of thing. So focus on the main things. Tell a story, make a point. And thank you again. And I look forward to chatting with you. Yes.
You told me to remind you about something.
Oh, what was it? Yes. Thank you. Oh, here, let
you
me just defer to it. Yeah, the catalog. Thank you. Sorry, let me find that text.
Were you going to stop the recording first?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. It needs to be recording for those people. Catalogs. Any of you who are part of the, 4,700 catalogs that were ordered from Rick Murphy. The text I received from him last week, and I can't find it in my notes, but I think it was last Thursday they were supposed to come in that day, and he was going to work himself to the bone to try and get them out the door. I think it was 4,000, or maybe it was 4,000 catalogs and 170 different recipients. So anyway,
I think it was double that, Dan.
Okay. So it was a lot of stinking catalogs. So anyways, if you ordered them from Rick, just hang tight. They are coming via UPS, and you will get them, because I've got people who I'm excited to put them in their hands. And I think I said this to you before, Larry.
Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I got mine today, UPS.
Oh, yay! Okay.
Yep.
And are they as beautiful and everything you'd hope to
be?
Yes, they are.
I thumbed through it. I'm getting ready for an event on Thursday, so I'm going to look through it more carefully. They'd look really nice. I showed them to my husband. They're smaller than I thought they were. I didn't realize they were a small size. They're like 8x4.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so kind of like a... what did they call those? Doesn't Mary Kay have a mini catalog or something, or an Avon? They have a mini, maybe? Who knows? Anyway,
Nancy,
we'll see
where
when we
live?
Get them, but, yeah.
Where do you live?
Me, Nancy, Florida.
Okay, thank you. This is Karen in Wisconsin, and I got mine today, so they're out.
And maybe. You know, maybe mine are on my porch, and I just didn't even look to see what the ups man brought us. I need to go check. So, okay, folks, we went over. I apologize for that. But excited for Lesson 5, and I look forward to receiving all of your emails. Thanks much. Have a great evening, everybody.
Yeah.